We're cruising on 287 on a Monday morning. I'm trying to get a caller in here, our only caller so far, which is Billy Collins. But we can't seem to put it together. You know, the people over at Anchor, if you could help me out here, you know, and make this little improvement to make your, the product a little bit more user-friendly. I know you guys are updating a lot, so I appreciate the work. But, you know, we need a little help here, okay? We want to keep doing this, please.
Yeah, we have to contact Billy now and tell him we're not sure if this is going to work this morning. He was all excited. I believe we were going to talk about a topic. He wanted to talk about motivation.
Yes, I was figuring, you know, we need a topic on the show because it's just becoming chaos right now. So maybe we could start talking about stuff and, you know, keep this thing moving. On 287.
I thought the topic was going to be advertising.
Well, we could have a different topic for each show. Anyway, I could get bored, right?
Right, okay. I like where you're going now. This is good, a good idea. You're trying to improve the show for all of your listeners.
Well, we gained one more listener.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. Okay, so now we've got some momentum.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We are cruising 60 miles an hour right now. It's 46 degrees outside, and 287's moving. Got some nice foliage out here. Look at this beautiful foliage, right? Woo! All these leaves drop. It's going to be gray and freezing out there.
That's right. You have to bundle up. We'll get that coat we talked about.
Hello, hello.
Oh, there he is. Billy Collins.
I think when you do it on Bluetooth, you need to, I hit the button in the car for Bluetooth. I was hitting the phone button, and it wasn't coming through, so.
Look at you figuring stuff out. Nice.
Yeah. I didn't even finish my first cup of coffee.
Monday morning, baby. How do you like Mondays? You like Mondays or you hate them?
I don't really have that strong a feeling either way.
You're just going. You're just like, I'm Billy Collins.
Yeah, I'm like, I have to, so I just go. It's just part of it. I accept it as part of life. I don't look forward to most Mondays, that's for sure.
Okay. So, but you're not like, oh, God, Monday.
No.
Right. But a lot of people are this society, right? They hate money.
Well, yeah, you can't be like that. That's a waste of your 1/7 of your life is gonna be Monday. You're gonna
Yeah, I like that. Look at you. So Billy, can we talk about I wanna start talking about a topic on the show, okay?
Okay.
So the first thing that I love to always talk about is motivation, okay? Right? You make fun of me because I like to, you know, I pretend I'm Rocky sometimes, right?
Right.
So this motivation, how important is motivation, the idea of it, in your life as Billy Collins, a coach, a friend, a father?
I don't know. how important is motivation? It's important in the sense, if you're going to look at it as, are you motivated to support your family? Are you motivated to go to work, to make a living? Are you motivated to be productive? Are you motivated to keep building on what you have in life? So, it's really important. I think what happens sometimes, though, is people get motivated through a speech or through a movie or through a book, and then that's always temporary. So people are like, yeah, I'm really, like, people might be motivated to lose weight, and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna follow this diet, I heard about this on the radio about this diet, so I'm gonna just eat no bread. No bread whatsoever. And then they just get sick of it after a while. And they're like, oh, my God, I want a bagel so bad. I want a sandwich so bad. I'm miserable. I lost 4 pounds. No one can tell. And I cut out all bread and made myself miserable. I might as well eat the bread and gain those 4 pounds back to be happier. I don't know. So I don't think that answers your question at all, but...
Oh, that was beautiful.
Well, my point being that outside extrinsic motivation is temporary, so you have to find something on the inside that's going to say, I'm going to keep doing this and doing this and doing this until I go to the grave, you know.
You know what I love? I love in the beginning of this, you go, well, I don't really know what to say, and then you just unleashed so much right there. That was incredible.
Wow, I didn't realize I did that.
Yeah, you did that. You got deep all of a sudden, like big time. That was great.
Yeah.
I love it. But keep going on this whole motivation thing. Because like, now you're talking about people that, are you saying that that motivation is constantly needed? Like you have to motivate yourself, right? You can't
just
for somebody else to.
Yeah, and you have to have realistic short-term goals, I think. That's part of motivation, because if you just say, I want to be a millionaire, I want to have $1 million in the bank, it takes
right.
a long, long time. And on that journey, it's going to take a long time. You better have some short-term goals, you know.
Right.
And then you better realize that what you're motivated for is something worthy of being motivated about.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we've always heard people that, you know, went into business or Wall Street thinking, oh, I'm going to be the next Gordon Gekko and make $1 million and have a penthouse and all this stuff, and then realize that that's not something that they wanted to do, so, or that was, you know, what's important to you at 25 years old might not be important to you at 40 years old, and
right.
so on and so forth. Everything changes.
Right.
Well, like when you were coaching basketball, was your goal to win a championship, or was your goal to, your initial goal to have them have fun, be competitive, learn the game, and those things, you know? I mean, a championship would be cute and everything, but.
Well, I'll tell you, I think like that thinking also changes with the age group and realistically the talent that you have and, you know, where, so. There's so many victories that can happen even when you lose in a game, right? Like, kids can all of a sudden be playing a lot better, and everybody's like, wow, look at your team that hasn't won a game. They almost won that game, and that's a good feeling to see those things. It's a loss, it's still a victory, right?
Right.
But you know, I think the mentality, like right now, this year, I'm like, we want to win a championship. We want to win. We want to shoot for the stars. And say, you know, because we're talented enough, if these girls work and really play some defense and execute and stop being scared and just shoot the ball, you could win this championship this year. Let's go for it. If we get close, if we get close and don't make it, I still think that's a huge victory. And you shot for the stars. That's how you get there, right?
Right. Right, yeah. Donald Trump didn't aim for doing well against the Republicans in the primaries, right? His goal is to win the whole damn thing, right?
That's right. Oh.
Wow. It's right here.
The Todd's here. Wow.
How you doing, man?
Good, Donald. So you wanted to win the whole thing, right? You weren't going to be content to come in second place to Hillary, right?
Well, I'll tell you something right now, Billy, okay? And I've said this before. Okay. I'm a winner.
It's true. You are a winner. Everything
Billy,
you do, you win.
And Billy, you're a winner too, okay? I think you're doing a fantastic job, really. Isn't he great? He's great.
And you won a trophy wife. You won the presidency. You have a game named after you. You won in the ratings at The Apprentice, which failed miserably after you left.
Of course it did. Billy, I got to tell you something, though, okay? I'm kind of getting bored, okay? you were saying? You were going to ask me something, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you about Hillary and if you thought she was a winner.
Please. Come on, next question. I'm tired of that one, too.
Is Alec Baldwin a winner?
I feel bad for him. I do. I feel bad for this guy because look what just happened to him, okay? Look what he's doing. He's a mess. The guy is a train wreck. I mean, do you see the way he talks to his daughter? Do you see that?
Yeah.
I would never talk to my children that way. Let me tell you something about Alec Baldwin. He's a douchebag.
Oh. Ouch.
Sorry.
He fought over a parking space against a guy from Pearl River.
It's Dan here. Let me just interrupt for a second. Don, I told you about the language on the show, okay? Please, continue. Sorry, Billy, ask that question again?
He fought over a parking spot, and the guy that he fought against is from Pearl River.
And the guy from Pearl River who won the fight?
I don't know. I don't think the Pearl River guy fought back. I think he just took a couple punches, but guess who's going to win in the civil lawsuit? Ba-boom, cha-ching, Pearl River. It's Pearl River. Even when we lose, we win.
That's great. That's right. Town of friendly.
Hit him where it hurts. His wallet.
How is Alec Baldwin out there trying to beat up on somebody from the town of friendly people?
He's a bully. He's a bully.
He really, really is. I tell you that much.
How's your traffic today, Bill?
So far, so good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not that bad today.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice, what are you going, 40 miles an hour?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going 40 right now also on 287 heading down to Motown. Billy's going down Tappan Zee over towards the Westchester side, right, Bill?
Yes. Motown being what? Morristown?
Yeah, Morristown.
I was just in Wayne, New Jersey yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my nephew was playing hockey there, yeah.
I like Motown. So, I like Morristown.
Yeah.
Back to motivation.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay. Continue, because you're on fire with this right now. Please.
I don't remember where we are, but yeah, no, motivation is every day, right? That's why when people go to drug rehab, they need constant motivation. They don't just go to one thing of Alcoholics Anonymous or something like that and say, okay, I'm done. I don't need the motivation to stay clean anymore. So that's why they go over and over. That's why people go to church. You know, they need that. People,
yeah.
It's just human nature. Everybody needs it. You don't just get one day of inspiration and go, this is what it's going to lead to, but.
Right. And you know what, when you think about it, people that really lose their lives to drugs, right? And, you know, at some point, motivation was needed so bad in their life, and they didn't know to go get it, you know, because when you're in danger, you got to hit a signal in your brain that says, you know what, I need to motivate myself out of this thought process right now, out of these habits right now in my life, or this is going downhill.
True.
Like motivation for the human being is desperately needed. The human being needs motivation in life in order to have a good life and not, you know, have this miserable depression thing that comes and takes a lot of people. In America, especially.
True.
Right?
But like I said, I think people have to find it inside, intrinsic. Because I think as we grow up, we as kids, you try to please everybody. Whether it's a good test score, or good behavior in school, or doing good in a sporting event or something.
Right.
So we get that pat on the back or outside people telling that you're good at something. So sooner or later, even as an adult, though, that feels good to get extrinsic, but you got to figure out a way to, you know, motivate yourself from within because, you know, those pats on the backs don't come as quickly as they did when you were little.
You're right. That's an interesting thing because a lot of people don't look at those pat on the backs like that, you know, like parents. They don't realize that. So then you almost like slip into this space already by accident, you know?
Yeah. I have one of my kids, you give her a compliment or say what a good job she did, and she always poo-poos it.
Really?
Like, nah, wasn't that good. No, it's not. No, I didn't do that good. No, I don't look that good with my dress or whatever.
Wow.
And it's funny because your motivation is to make your kid feel good, and then when your kid just, like, craps on it and is like, nah, you're wrong. Nah, you're just saying that. And then you're like, you're not motivated to do that anymore. You're not motivated to motivate.
Right. That's great, though. That's a good observation on your part, though. But what is she really good at a lot of things? Is that why she keeps winning?
No, it's not that. It's just she doesn't think anything's a big deal. Like, if she does something good, it's just the way it's supposed to be.
But so that...
And if she doesn't...
Does that come from her parents? Does that come from her parents?
I don't know. Maybe partially, but I think it's mostly just her personality somehow, because the other two kids are not like that.
Interesting. Really interesting. I find it... So I think we could say, right, that this motivation thing right now, because I see it everywhere now. People are coming up as motivational speakers. It's something that, and it's like a business thing now, you know?
Yeah.
So people are making money off of motivating the human being. Really, when you think about it, like plain and simple, it's a business too, motivation.
Yeah, it's like a personal cheerleader.
Right. People need it. People need it out here. That's for sure. We're here live, but not live, on the Dan Jovan podcast. And I got my guest is Billy Collins. And this guy comes out on fire today talking about motivation. Billy, thank you. That was great.
You're welcome.
That's great.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Happy to add. Yeah, happy to add anything. I don't think I motivated anybody, but yeah, okay.
Oh, you got deep. You got deep there, my friend. And we even had the President of the United States on.
Thank you so much for having me. This is fantastic. Billy, I think you're doing a great job. Keep it up with the motivation, okay?
Thank you, and you motivate me to be a better American.
Of course I do. Anyway, bon voyage, okay?
Bon voyage.
Whatever that means.
All right, thanks, Billy. That was great.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Bye later.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Dan Jovan podcast. He's doing a great job, isn't he? Today's show is brought to you by Lang Electrical Contracting. They're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. 973-879-6656. Okay?